Chapter 7. "Pull the lead out of your ass, Sabrina," Miss Angeli barked, blowing her whistle. "You're a Nazi, coach," Sabrina whined as she moved through her stretching routine. "You ladies aren't flexible enough because you don't stretch and warm up the right way. Believe me, you don't want to get hurt or fall on your damn face in front of a bunch of riled up crowd of spectators. So, stretch!" Again, Miss Angeli tooted her whistle. The new cheerleaders were lined up on the exercise fields, with some of the runners for the track team were doing laps, and the soccer club practiced at the other end of the field. There were plenty of activities outside as the various clubs got ready for the new season. The newest additions, of course, were the cheerleaders. The first was Sabrina, a girl with dark brown skin and eyes with long, straight, shimmering black hair that hung down to her waist. She was Trini, first generation, and carried deliciously dark features of her heritage well. Standing in a rather stark contrast to Sabrina was another girl, Dana. She was very tall, with a tight V-shaped waist that only added to the spectacle that was her quite large natural breasts. Where Sabrina was deliciously brown, Dana was very pale, with healthy milky white skin that matched her dark hair. It wasn't as black as Sabrina's, but damn near. "Why do I have to stretch? I'm not on the squad," whined Bailey, who was standing between the two girls, wearing a dark tracksuit as he too frantically stretched. The slender, feminine, sandy-haired Bailey was there as the club manager to help out his teacher and girlfriend, Miss Angeli. "Because I said so. Shush," Miss Angeli barked, tooting the whistle yet again. "I love this thing," she said, taking the metal whistle out of her mouth for a moment to appreciate it. The busty, tall, red-headed teacher was wearing a pair of black track shorts and a matching zip-up top trimmed with white. Her dark red hair tied up in a ponytail behind her head. The shorts did a good job of showing off her shapely legs, even if the top was zipped up all the way to her throat, hiding any sight of her plump, natural breasts. "Coach, why the hell are there only three cheerleaders?" Dana asked, looking up as she reached down, grabbing and holding her ankles. "I'm not a cheerleader," Bailey protested. "Yes, you are, sweetie. And as to your question, Dana, this is the first semester they ever let women into this academy. This stuffy old place was practically segregated until now, so it'll take a year or two for the demographic to change. You two were already cheerleaders, so it was a no-brainer. And I'm not going to bother with tryouts because we don't have a large enough pool of candidates," explained Miss Angeli. "I bet you'd look yummy in a little skirt with some pom-poms," Sabrina whispered from Bailey's left. "You certainly have the hips and ass for it," added Dana from the right, causing Bailey to swallow hard as he became painfully aware of the erection the two girls had just given him. The next hour went by in a blur for Bailey. He wasn't out of shape by any stretch of the imagination, but he wasn't anywhere near as athletic as Sabrina and Dana, or Miss Angeli for that matter, and quickly found himself worn out as they were put through their paces. Once they had finished, Bailey fetched some bottles of water for Sabrina and Dana, carrying them over to the two girls who were leaning back on one of the benches, catching their breath. Both girls were covered in a light sheen of sweat, and their outfits, consisting of short, red and white pleated skirts, white thigh-high knit stockings, and a red sleeveless top that ended just above the navel, showed more than a little glistening skin. "Here," Bailey said shyly, swallowing hard as he handed each of the girls a bottle of cold water. "He's adorable, Miss Angeli. Where did you pick him up?" Dana asked, her bright green eyes flashing at Bailey with predatory interest. "Oh, I guess he's the one good thing about working in this stuffy old place," Miss Angeli replied, ruffling Bailey's sandy hair with her long fingers. "It's just the four of us, but I'm sure we can make plenty of noise to get people riled up. But it makes things so much easier to manage. I'll email you all schedules later tonight. Let's have a good semester, eh? Now hit the showers." The two cheerleaders hopped up to their feet and stopped to pick up their gym bags as Bailey collected the remaining equipment, He saw Sabrina and Dana leaning in on either side of Miss Angeli, whispering into her ear as the three women shot conspiratorial glances his way. "Oh, I suppose that will be fine," Miss Angeli grinned. Bailey missed anything else that might have been said as the two giggling girls skipped off towards the showers. "What was that all about?" Bailey asked, carrying a large equipment bag over one shoulder as he headed back towards the changing rooms with Miss Angeli. "I have another job for you, one that will probably keep you busy after our practices, but it's an important job nonetheless," Miss Angeli said, stopping in the dimly lit concrete corridor that led to the locker rooms. The pair were alone, and Bailey turned to look up at her, his cheeks flushing slightly as he stared up into her emerald eyes. "What is it?" he asked. "Well," Miss Angeli slowly draped her arms around Bailey's neck, her fingers gently caressing his nape. She smiled at him. "The girls will need some special attention after practices, and especially after cheering at any games. All that physical activity really gets the blood pumping, and they'll need some serious relief, or else they'll walk around pitching tents under their skirts and won't be able to get anything done," she explained with a giggle. "You mean, wait?" Bailey flushed pink when he realized what she was saying. He swallowed hard and then slowly nodded. "I mean, it's okay? You're mine at the end of the day, and if you want to play around with your friends, I don't mind. I know where your heart is." With that, she leaned forward and pressed her lips to Bailey's, the boy immediately pushing his tongue into her mouth, which she happily sucked on for several moments before pulling away, a tiny thread of sticky saliva connecting their lips as she grinned. "Go have fun. I'll see you back at the house." Timidly, Bailey made his way down into the girls' locker room and stepped carefully inside. His nervousness was pushed aside by the thrill of discovery as he glanced around the newly built girls' locker room. It was so unlike the one the males at the academy had, the one that he was accustomed to. Here, everything was brightly colored, nicely gleaming white and pink tiles, trimmed with flowers at the bottom, and everything was just so clean. Not at all dark and grimy and smelly like his locker room. But Bailey had to put those thoughts aside when he heard the giggling of two girls coming out of the showers. Bailey rounded the corner, the row of lockers nearest to the pink-tiled showers, to find Sabrina and Dana already mostly undressed. And the sight made his jaw drop nearly to the floor as he took them in. Both girls were wearing only their matching outfits of the white thigh highs and a very tight pair of black compression shorts, with a matching black sports bra. The stylish white and red uniforms they had been wearing before were pooled around their sneaker-covered feet, and the girls were in the process of folding up their uniforms and stuffing them into their bags when Bailey had intruded. "Well, there you are," Dana purred, a predatory glint flashing in her bright green eyes. "Want to play a game, cutie?" chirped Sabrina. "What kind of game?" Bailey asked, swallowing hard as he stared at the two half-naked girls, painfully aware of his small, stiff cock throbbing urgently as it strained against his silky underwear. "You show me yours, and I'll show you mine," the girls answered with a mischievous giggle before pouncing on him. Bailey yelped as he backed away, the girls pushing him up against the cold metal lockers as they flanked him, hands tugging in his loose-fitting tracksuit pants. Much to his horror, and before he could stop them, they had tugged his pants down, around his ankles. A fit of giggles erupted when they had seen his underwear, a tight pair of high-cut pink boy shorts that were trimmed with white lacing, and high-cut in the back showing off a wealth of Bailey's plush ass cleavage to the two girls. "God damn," Sabrina purred, the two girls pushing his hands away to uncover his front, his raging little hard cock straining against the tight girly underwear for both of them to see and enjoy. "Aw, booby, don't be shy. We're going to take really good care of you, if you take good care of us," Dana said, pressing her impressive breasts against his left arm. Bailey looked down and he could see the Star of David that hung draped on a fancy gold chain from her neck, the star itself wedged between her pale breasts.
"You like my tits?"
she whispered in Bailey's ear, her warm breath tickling his neck.
Yeah,
the blushing Bailey managed to spit out. Dana grinned before she reached up to the side of her tight sports bra and hooked her fingers under it before pulling it up and off, her supple double D cup breast bouncing into view as she tossed the bra down onto the duffel bag behind her. They were easily the largest breasts Bailey had ever seen, and he was transfixed by the smooth areolas that were like two little white, pink-colored vertical ovals, the little nubs of flesh that were her nipples standing up hard in the air-conditioned locker room.
"He's just like a little baby," cooed Dana, cradling Bailey's head as he immediately pushed his face between her huge breasts, his warm little mouth eagerly sucking one of Dana's stiff, pink nipples, pulling a hot sigh from the girl's lips.
"Oh, that's it. Harder. Suck mommy's tits," Dana hissed, her fingers lacing through Bailey's hair as she pushed his face into her generous cleavage. "Bite it," she instructed.
Bailey complied, nibbling gently at Dana's erect nipple before practically gnawing on it at her urging. The dark-haired Hebrew girl breathing deep and moaning as Bailey first sucked one breast and then the other, his wet, slippery tongue circling the little pink nubs of flesh.
"All right, enough,"
Dana gasped, pushing Bailey away as she panted slightly for breath. He could see that she was flushed pink, her eyes glazed over with a lustful expression as she licked her lips and narrowed her eyes at him.
"I have something else for you to suck on now."
With that, Bailey's eyes wandered downwards and then widened at the sight of the massive bulge in the front of Dana's practically skin-tight athletic shorts. Without being instructed, Bailey submissively sank down to his knees on the cold tiled floor, his fingers eagerly pushing into the tight shorts as he tugged them down. Dana giggled at his enthusiasm and wiggled slowly to help him, the shorts finally moving down her stocking-covered legs to hit the floor.
"Oh, fuck."
Bailey swallowed hard, marveling at what his new friend was packing in her tight little shorts. Dana's cock was stiff and meaty. Her pale shaft was nice and thick, well above average in girth, and capped off with broad, shiny purple head that was throbbing right before his very eyes.
9 inches, Dana grinned, answering the question that was on Bailey's mind before he even had the chance to ask it.
"I'm not really a size queen," Bailey said, licking his lips as she slowly stroked the girl from base to tip, causing her to sigh softly.
"But the more, the merrier."
And with that, he greedily sucked the fat purple tip of the girl's cock into his mouth, bobbing his head steadily back and forth as he sucked nice and hard, making obscene slurping noises as his small, soft hands reached up to cradle and paw at her large, hairless balls.
"Mina,
get him ready," Dana said to Sabrina with a purr, her hand resting on the top of Bailey's head as she pushed the eager boy slut's mouth up and down on her shaft. Sabrina, in the meantime, had slipped out of her clothes, and Bailey almost jumped at the warm sensation of Sabrina's breasts and stomach pressing against his back, as her hands reached down and began pawing his soft, tight little ass through his panties.
"What a slut! I don't think I even have panties quite this whorish," Sabrina giggled, her hands pinching Bailey's pale little butt.
"You do so," Dana corrected.
"I know,"
Sabrina snorted. Then she slowly leaned in, planting soft little kisses on the back of Bailey's neck, keeping her large brown breasts pressed to his back as she dutifully bobbed his head, loudly slurping on Dana's cock while Sabrina pushed a hand into his panties. Very slowly, she rubbed his pink puckered boy cunt with two fingers, getting it nice and warm before she gently pushed them inside. Surprised at how easily the fingers went in, she began to twist them as she roughly shoved them in and out, causing Bailey to moan hard around Dana's cock, which was pushing ever deeper into his mouth. Bailey's jaw felt a bit sore. He couldn't remember the last time he had sucked a cock quite so thick, but he did his very best to run his tongue roughly around the base of the shaft as the slippery insides of his cheeks wrapped snugly around the head as the girl thrust into his eager mouth. "Fuck!" Dana hissed as Bailey pulled her cock from his mouth with a wet plop before kissing down the underside of her thick shaft to the balls, his pink little tongue darting out, lapping at her tight, very warm balls as he gingerly sucked them into his mouth. Her cock was simply so thick that he needed to rest his mouth for a moment before trying to swallow it again. So for the moment, he contented himself to hungrily sucking her plump, juicy sack. "He's more than ready. Just spit in this bitch and he'll be your little slip and slide," giggled Sabrina. She had pulled Bailey's slutty panties down and off, leaving his smooth, pale ass exposed to them as she warmed up a soft little love hole with her skilled fingers. With Dana's large cock covering most of Bailey's face as he slurped on her smooth sack, Bailey reached blindly behind him, gripping Sabrina's cock as slowly stroking it as well. He wanted nothing more than to cram both of them into his mouth at the same time and let them come to their heart's content. "Ah, ah!" Sabrina let out a sound that was half moan, half gurgle, and after a moment she quickly pulled away from Bailey's questing hand. "Careful there. Mina's really sensitive. If you want to make her come, you have to do it in her ass. She's a lightweight," Dana explained, pulling Bailey's head back before she pressed the tip of her cock into his lips and pushed it back into his warm little mouth. "Shut up," Sabrina shot back. She sat down on the bench and watched the two intently as she put one foot up and bent her leg. Carefully, she slid first one finger into her dark brown little hole, and then a second, and finally, a third. Stretching herself out as she idly rubbed the tip of her dark brown cock with the other hand. "Suck it harder. Suck mommy's dick," Dana demanded, playfully pushing Bailey's head down farther and farther till he began to gag and squirm with each inward thrust. Bailey did his best to keep up, rapidly breathing through his nose as his hands cupped and rubbed her balls, his mouth obediently sucking her deeper until she finally pushed his head off her cock and grinned. "Good boy. Now catch your breath and we'll give you a little reward," Dana said, helping Bailey to his feet before turning him around to face Sabrina, who was whimpering as she quickly shoved her fingers in and out of her warm little hole. The girl pressed her large breasts against Bailey's back, causing him to let out a little moan as she wrapped her arms around him. One hand slowly ran circles around his smooth chest, while the other drifted down his stomach to grip his hard little dick, stroking it to make sure he was nice and stiff. "Since you're such a good little helper, I'm gonna let you fuck Mina while I fuck you. How does that sound?" Dana whispered, reaching up to slip two fingers into her mouth before dropping her hand again, smearing the spit over Bailey's stiff sissy cock. "Oh, fuck her," Bailey gasped, flushing scarlet as Dana lubed him up, his eyes locking with Sabrina, who gave him an almost desperate, pleading look before she rolled over on her knees on the bench. She kept her slender legs together at the knees as she leaned forward and stuck her ass out, her glistening brown hole slowly winking with anticipation as her stiff cock stood at attention just below it. "Don't worry about being gentle. She can take it. Just hold on tight," Dana said, guiding the tip of Bailey's cock between Sabrina's plush brown cheeks as Bailey's cock slipped inside of Sabrina's ass almost effortlessly. "Ah!" Bailey moaned loudly and needed no prompting to start moving his hips. His cock was short, so his strokes were as well, his hips pumping forward rapidly as his cock speared the moaning girl. and the delicious sensation of her hot, heavy balls slapping against his each time he pushed forward. Sabrina merely moaned like a little bitch in heat, whimpering as she dug her fingers into the bench, holding on tight as she felt the incredibly hard cock enthusiastically spearing her warm, willing hole. As Bailey pounded Sabrina's little brown ass almost mindlessly, Dana was smearing some sticky clear lube over her exceptionally thick cock, smearing it over the throbbing purple head until it was glistening. She stepped behind Bailey, angled her cock up, sliding it between his cheeks and pushing it roughly into his soft little ass before stepping forward. Bailey yelped loudly, going balls deep into the moaning cheerleader beneath him as he was stretched out by Dana's thick, meaty prick. He could feel her engorged head poking into the deepest part of his stomach with just her first thrust. And before he could adjust to the pleasant sensation of her stretching him out and filling him so completely, she suddenly began to move her hips, sawing her thick 9 inches quickly back and forth side of Bailey's pink little boy cunt.
Shit, he hissed, his eyes lolling slightly upwards as he squeezed Sabrina's hips, holding on for dear life as the locker room filled with the echoing sounds of flesh slapping against flesh.
Good boy, good,
Dana hissed through clenched teeth, roughly moving her hips hard into Bailey, giving him no chance to get used to her large cock. But that didn't bother him. She was impressed and grateful that he was able to take her entire length so easily. She pressed her breasts into his back, her arms reaching around and hugging his chest as she ground into him, causing him to moan even louder than the whorish Sabrina, who remained bent over the bench beneath the other two. It took no time at all for Bailey to figure out that he didn't need to move. He left his cock planted to the hilt inside Sabrina and simply held on tight. Dana's powerful thrusts were more than enough to drive him forward into Sabrina, Dana practically fucking the other girl by proxy.
Your boy pussy feels amazing, Dana hissed,
her teeth painfully nipping at Bailey's earlobe as her hot lips pressed into the side of his neck again and again. Sabrina let out a sound that started as a high-pitched whine and quickly turned into a gurgle as Bailey felt something wet and incredibly hot splash over his thighs. Sabrina's hole closed like a velvety vice around his cock. The girl shuddered hard as her body was rocked with a dry orgasm, her sperm spurting out to splatter all over Bailey's legs and onto the bench and the tiled floor beneath them.
Don't you want to come too?
Sabrina asked suddenly. She turned her head to face Bailey. Despite her deliciously dark complexion, he could see the hints of red on her burning cheeks to match the glassy, lust-glazed eyes she was peering at him with. The sight was enough to make his stiff cock even harder as she started grinding her hips back into him, as Dana's cock stabbed into him over and over again, practically pinning him in place inside the other girl. Bailey let slip a girlish moan as he felt Sabrina's warm hand reach back and grasp his balls, squeezing them softly as her silky soft fingers urgently caressed him.
Your balls are so tight, whined Sabrina, doing her best cutesy little girl voice.
Do it, Dana hissed, driving her big, thick dick even harder into Bailey's well-stretched hole. Come for mommy.
With that, Dana pushed hard on Bailey's shoulders, completely bending him over Sabrina as her hands moved up and down Bailey's slender waist, gripping it tightly as she slammed her body roughly into his, causing him to cry out as he wrapped his arms around Sabrina's chest and clung to her, the girl pushing his hands up into her soft, meaty tits.
Come on, booby. Come for mommy.
Dana demanded again, sweat dripping down her forehead as she pounded away into Bailey's sweet little ass. Her massive cock was swelling up inside of him, and at this new angle she was practically slamming into his prostate over and over again each time their bodies slapped loudly together. Bailey felt the all-too-familiar rush of an impending orgasm, but the subtle, pleasant release was more akin to a shotgun blast as Bailey jerked his head back, his eyes lolling shut as he quivered. His cock was harder than he could ever remember it being in his life, as he pumped an obscene amount of sperm into Sabrina. Again and again, his stiff little cock blasted cum from the tip deep into Sabrina's stomach. The hot rush of easily the most intense orgasm in his life quickly overtaking him as he slumped forward, unconscious, across Sabrina's back. Dana pushed herself balls deep into Bailey, shooting her load into the unconscious boy as she grunted, breathing hard for several moments before she slowly pulled out. A torrent of hot, sticky cum dripping from Bailey's pink winking hole in the absence of the cock that was plugging it. "Aw, is he drooling on me?" Sabrina asked, turning her head as she tried to get a glance at Bailey. "So cute." "Yeah, being in the middle always fucks you up the first couple of times," Dana smirked, and then reached out, slapping Bailey hard on the left ass cheek, leaving a nice red handprint on his pale flesh. "Wake up, lightweight. You have to clean us up in the shower before you can go home."